From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. First, the scholarships were on, then off. Now they appear to be on again for seven Palestinians in Gaza. They were awarded Fulbright fellowships by the State Department to study in the U.S. But last week, the State Department withdrew the fellowships since Israel denied permission for the students to leave Gaza. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said it was a surprise to her that the fellowships had been withdrawn. Over the weekend, they were reinstated. Osama Daoud is up for one of the Fulbrights. He has applied to study environmental engineering and water resources. Currently, he's an instructor at Palestine University in Gaza City. And he says he has a lot of hope resting on that Fulbright.
I believe that the only way to get out of Gaza is through this scholarship, because as I knew, the only institution that can make a visa and secure our passing to Jerusalem is the Department of the State. However, when it is cancelled, I really lost every hope to complete my PhD.
So you figured that since the State Department was really your one avenue to get out of Gaza, and the State Department sponsors the Fulbrights, that if they're pulling back their support, then you really have no other options?
Yeah, actually, I have an experience with other scholarships. I have completed my master's degree in the Jordan from the Jordan University of Gaza. On the summer of 2006, we needed to jump over the fence to pass to the Egyptian borders and to travel to Jordan. We were like prisoners who make that impossible to get free. And what we wanted to do is just to get to our universities before the semester begins.
Well, over the weekend, something happened at the State Department. They reversed their decision and said the scholarships will go through, but I gather you still do need to get exit visas from Israel. What have you heard about that?
They sent us another email informing us that they are working with the Israeli government to secure our travel to Jerusalem to make a visa procedure or process.
So it sounds like until you have that exit visa in your hand, maybe until you're on the airplane, you might have some doubts that this will actually come about.
Yes, I will worry until I get out from Gaza and be on the plane. Yeah, I will be worried till that time, yes.
You know, the backdrop to all of this is that Gaza is now run by Hamas. Israel has closed the Gaza Strip in an effort to isolate Gaza and to reduce the power of Hamas. How do you see your own quest for a Fulbright fellowship and your desire to come study in the States, how do you see that fitting in with everything that's going on in Gaza politically?
I know myself. I'm not of Hamas anyway. None of the seven nominees of Fulbright belongs to Hamas, yeah? In addition, Fulbright scholarship states that after the student complete his studies in the U.S., he must work 2 years in his country. I would like to come back to Gaza, and I have a lot of projects and a lot of things to do here in Gaza when I come back.
You know, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, when she heard about this last week, was told about this decision to withdraw the Fulbrights. She said this: if you cannot engage young people and give complete horizons to their expectations and their dreams, I don't know that there would be any future for Palestine. What do you think about that?
I totally agree with that. I believe if those students came back to Gaza, this will help to build a good life for Gaza. And this will provide a good future, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, Osama Daoud, best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Osama Daoud, hoping for his Fulbright in Gaza City.